Now we come in verse 14 to these regulations that concern a king. And then we'll see in chapter 18 those that concerned a priest, and then those that concerned a prophet. Now, God gave, and I'll just lift out just certain things that concern the king. Verse 16, you have given here three things that the king was not to do. And you know what? Well, let's read them and we'll see. First, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to the end that he should multiply horses. Forasmuch as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Now, this man Solomon multiplied horses. I was at Megiddo, and the thing that impressed me at Megiddo is not so much the Battle of Armageddon. The thing that is there are the ruins of the stables of Solomon. And those were just one stable, by the way. I think the stables of Solomon would have made any racetrack in this country today look like a tenant farmer's barn in Georgia. I'm confident that this man Solomon went all out in this direction. And this is the reason God warned them of it. Because in multiplying horses, Egypt was the place in that day that really raised horses. You remember that even today there's a breed of horse, I understand, called the Egyptian. And he's a very fine horse. Now the second thing the king was not to do, neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Well, who did that? Well, Solomon went all out in this direction also, and it was his wives that turned him away from God. You see, the Lord, here at the very beginning, puts up the road warning sign, don't go down this way, be careful. And then the third thing, here in verse 17 that's mentioned, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And actually, Solomon cornered the silver and gold market of his day. David had begun that. David was collecting it, of course, to build the temple. But this is God's warning against that, which was the undoing of Solomon and finally brought the division of the kingdom and ultimately the captivity of both the northern and the southern kingdoms.